Hello, guys. It is November 2nd. This is episode 112. And this is the Ponder Nerdcast. Woohoo! Yay!
Woo!
We hope that we're recording.
Yes. Well, I hope that my voice comes out.
Yeah, because it says that it is.
It says it is, but we're not sure.
I don't believe
it. So he could just be talking to himself.
It could just be lies.
Yes. Together.
But yeah, let's continue. So with me today is Quatrice Jones.
Yay!
And I'm your other host, Lance John, and this is the Pondering Nerdcast.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, if you haven't been listening to us over 100 episodes by now, I'll tell you, man. So it's up to you at this point.
Yep.
This might be a short one today because it's just the two of us. We don't really have a lot of other news
just
that are like.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
You can make it if you try. I can't remember any of these words to that song. But it's cool.
I'm too old. Speaking of, this is, there have been all kind of reports about what kind of people uses social media. And right now they say all the young people using Snapchat and Instagram.
And all the dirtbags use Twitter.
Because it's where old people can go and be even older. So Twitter is sorry about that whole kill all Jews thing. Now, if you're not familiar with kill all Jews thing.
And I'm not, because I was not familiar with this.
Well, I didn't even know that. I mean, let's be real. In America, there are a lot of hate groups.
Yes.
On both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
One group hates the other, the other one, blah,
hates
blah, blah.
Hates the other. Like, and
if you've been watching, this is like primarily for people who don't listen to our show. I mean, who listen to our show but are outside of the United States and they probably don't pay attention to our news and everything.
Yes.
But we recently had one of the most, as reported, worst anti-Semitic attacks on American soil, where 11 Jews were killed in a synagogue, a place of worship, if you don't know what a synagogue is.
Yes, in Pittsburgh.
Killed by a white man who happens to be a right-wing Trump supporter, blah, 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 blah. So, now, regardless of what you may think of Jews or their religion or as a people, whatever the case may be, is there a certain type of protection, especially here in New York City? Because when this attack happened, it didn't happen in New York City. It happened in Pittsburgh, I think.
Yeah.
New York City cops was sent out to guard the synagogue, the different ones
in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do that whenever there's some sort of threat and whatever the case.
Oh,
may
I
be.
Thought like that they were going out to Pittsburgh. I was like, wow,
And there have been criticisms of when Dylann Roof shot up a black church and killed a bunch of black people.
Nobody came.
You know, New York City cops did not file out to go to protect black churches, even though it was a different state and everything like that. But that's just how it's rolling. That aside, not really that aside, but Twitter now has, not now, but there's been, if you are a heavy Twitter user, then you know there's a trending now topic or whatever, or just a section. And you could break it down even further to just your area.
Yeah.
And in New York City, two things trended. One was Brooklyn Synagogue. It received over 5,000 tweets. And the other one right below it is Kill All Jews, which received 6,000 tweets. Now to see, do you just imagine that that's something that's trending on Twitter can be very disheartening. To see that this is something on a very prolific platform like Twitter, and also it also harkens back to what we were talking about. Old people go there to be just shitbags, which is true. A lot of people go to Twitter to be shitbags because Twitter has a hate speech problem.
They do.
They've been had one for a long time.
And they refuse to actually do anything about this problem.
Right. They either wait until somebody actually gets hurt.
And then they still don't do anything.
And yeah, and then they wait. Like recently, they were part of the whole take down Alex Jones thing.
Yes,
they in you know lockstep with other you know platforms out there removed Alex Jones's various different accounts and everything like that and blocked him completely.
Yeah, but before that, they were like that they weren't going to do anything because
right. long as he didn't violate their terms of service, blah blah blah, whatever.
It's free speech, y'all.
Yeah, and recently they just removed the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys is another right wing. Neo-Nazi type of organization that is comprised of, which coincidentally not people of color as well. It was just like, oh, and the guy who runs it, he's Canadian. He's not even American. Like, you know, so it's like, it's.
Wow.
He's the co-founder of Vice.
God.
Well, I mean, he doesn't work for Vice anymore, but, you know, still, it's just for a news outlet as seemingly progressive as it is, to be born out of someone who is so hateful in so many ways. It's kind of insane.
It is insane.
Yeah, it's kind of
insane.
But,
you know, it's...
And Twitter has apologized. They're like, you know, they're saying that apparently the cops got involved and everything like that, and it's just people are starting to trend. Like, this type of hate speech is starting to trend because... For a long time, these things don't really trend unless there's a tragedy.
Yep.
And, you know, as much as people who are on the right or whatever, right or left or whatever the case may be, conservative, if you're like, you know, you're like ultra conservative, deeply religious, crazy nutbag, whatever,
yes.
you know, those people feel that. And I would give them credit in, saying that they feel that because. Everyone else gets to use the platform for their voice. Why can't they?
Yes.
And the difference is it's like the stuff that they're talking about usually, and I'm not saying that people who are not considered right-wing,
or
you know, whatever they call themselves, aren't telling lies as well. They do. You know, but for the most part, when people think of KKK, hate speech, people who are generally just assholes, trolls, whatever the case may be, it is generally connected to a bunch of misinformation and lies and ways to misdirect people into doing extremely violent things. And then when it happens, all of a sudden it's, I'm not responsible for it.
I only said some stuff, but I didn't like.
I didn't tell no one to go and shoot anyone.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody to go out and do it.
Which is like.
I just said that we should kill everybody.
That's what I said. You know, and which is the thing about the Proud Boys, the leader, he actually advocated for violence. He would say, no, I want you to shoot someone. I want you to kill someone. I want you to. And he was talking to his, like, you know.
And he was still on Twitter?
He was still on Twitter.
Wow.
I don't know if he actually said these things on Twitter. I know he said them on a program that he was on. I don't know if he's still on this program. I still don't know if he's still on whatever platform he's on. All I know is that I've seen clips played of him going crazy, very similar to. Show that what we do, like they just it's like a podcast or whatever the case may be, and it's like he's saying these things and he's been invited to all these different organizations to do speeches and everything. And like recently they came to New York City and they erupted into violence and beat some a few people up out in the street.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
So it's like these are the things where that is happening right now in our country. I'm not saying. Also, I'm sure it's happening in other countries as well. But it's like the way America is designed or built, these sort of things are not acceptable. Unfortunately, because of the president that we have, and also because now he made it seem like
it's
his
okay.
crazy is okay.
Yes,
it's normal.
His
to
brand
be
of crazy is okay.
Right, and that people who are like him. Shouldn't be ostracized, that they feel othered and like pushed to the fringes of society where it's like, well, what can I feel this way? And I'm American. I really, you know, because the guy who shot up the synagogue, he blamed the Jews for the caravan that's slowly approaching us.
Oh.
The migrant caravan.
Why?
That Because he heard it on Fox News.
Oh, yep, yep, that makes sense.
And stupid shit Trump says.
Oh, God.
That was his words, not mine, you know. Same thing with the guy who was sending out the bombs.
Mm-hmm.
He is a big Trump supporter.
Yep.
And can be seen at several of his rallies. And he just worked himself up into a fervor and went out there and started doing crazy things.
Yep.
So now people are talking about, oh, well, those bombs are fake because it never went off. And it's like,
what?
But they're all live bombs.
Yeah.
They've been confirmed to be all live bombs, and they have detonated a few. You know, it's like, because you can't detonate a fake bomb.
Yes. But just because it didn't go off doesn't mean...
They're saying it's fake.
I mean, but even if it was fake...
Oh,
if it was sent
it's
with
still
an
a threat.
Intent,
it's
yes,
still a, it's still
it's
a,
still
and then
a
on
threat.
Top of that, you threaten former president. That is punishable. That's almost like you're going to jail.
Isn't
for
that treason?
Ever? It's
is it treason?
Not treason, no, but it's probably the equivalent of you know, because when you've threatened a former president, whether or not they received the package or not, it's still a threat on the former president's life, which they're still considered very important, high-level Democrats,
yes.
And you just can't do that because you're not. I don't see it working out for you. It's like you don't stand
important.
A chance in hell of actually winning a case
mm-hmm.
at all, you know. And
well, I mean, you don't have to win. You could just say that you're mentally challenged and then go into a mental asylum.
But that's the thing, though. He's not mentally challenged.
But
none of
you
those,
can
none of those guys
make
are.
Yourself seem like it.
It could, but I don't know if any jury is going to go for it. And if they do, then they're fools, too. Because it's like, it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, you do have to have some sort of mental issue to do that sort of thing in the first place. So, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's Twitter.
It's terrible.
And
moving on, you know, Twitter, get your shit together. I don't know. It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm barely on there.
Me so neither.
It's like, I share the show on there. It's like, yeah, you can find us on Twitter, guys. Ponder Nerdcast.
Yes.
At Ponder Nerdcast. So moving on to
another social media.
Now, here's the thing. I'm old, so I didn't even know this was a social media. But I kept on seeing the commercials for them in, like, every mobile app that I own that are on my phone.
You
Facebook
see?
Has these,
you actually
commercials.
See commercials for
oh yeah
for this? Cause
oh, yeah. They pop up as, like, sponsored posts. They pop up in video games that I play on my phone because I'm too cheap to actually get rid of the ads. Which is like $2 or something.
Look,
but
I understand. I'm not paying no
I'm like,
amount of money.
I just play until I'm bored and delete it from my phone. But yeah, so this social media called TikTok. You've probably seen it, I'm sure. But apparently, according to this, it surpassed Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube in downloads last month. Now, I'm guessing that's noteworthy in some sense, but at the same time, it's like I didn't realize
I mean, it
these
went
companies
up,
were even still.
And it'll probably go down. Like, look at Instagram.
Yeah. Like,
shot up, and it'll go straight down.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Because from what I understand about TikTok, what they do is they merged. So it's a Beijing-based ByteDance's 2017 acquisition, whatever that is, of tween and teen-focused social app Musical.ly is paying off. The company this year merged Musical.ly with its own short video app, TikTok, as a means of entering the U.S. market. Today, the results of the merger is sitting at the top of the U.S. App Store. Ahead of Facebook, more importantly, it recently surpassed Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat in monthly installs for the first time in September.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, that sort of makes sense.
Right.
So if it's from Beijing
mm-hmm.
and it's a Chinese-based,
social media, it makes sense
then
that they're
that. Yeah, it makes sense
out,
that they're that it would go up
right.
very quickly.
But they're saying that they're specifically turning the point into like the U.S. App Store. So they're not counting worldwide. They're just like, in the U.S., TikTok is very, very popular. And
but with who? I don't know anybody who's on. Well,
I've never heard of anyone that I don't know anybody personally who uses it. I've never seen anyone that I've known use it. I've never seen any videos of it outside of an ad.
Yeah.
From anyone. Like, I've never, you know, maybe we should download it and test it out. and see what it does.
Yes.
Because that's another thing, too. I'm not even sure what it is. But they're saying it's a music app mixed in with a Snapchat-like featured app, which makes you short videos. And the ads I've seen is like, it's a playback of some sort of audio, and the person is like mouthing it, and they're just taking funny videos, and it's very short.
It's okay, so seconds. It's like Musical.ly. Well, I mean, Musical.ly was like music and dancing.
Yeah,
pretty much. pretty this much. One is just like music, lip singing. You can dance videos. If you want to.
yeah.
You could dance if you want to. Okay.
It's pretty much. It's like, so I don't really quite understand.
But it like, I've only ever, I feel like I've only ever seen it. Like when I'm looking on Facebook and sometimes like, you know, you get those like videos and whatnot. So like, you know, you're going through all the videos and I'm pretty sure that TikTok comes up, right?
Yeah.
But it's only ever Asian people that I see on it. So like Chinese, maybe. I don't know if they're Chinese, so I'm just going to say Asians. Broad.
Just Asians, yeah. Predominantly, it's an Asian app, so it's like, you know, where it's based, and it's very popular over there.
Like, I can understand if it's got really big, but I don't know in the U.S., though? Like, people out here using TikTok like that?
Maybe we're just too old. We've aged out of the group of whomever is using
this. Oh, my God, I'm so old.
Because apparently it's 500 million people that are using this.
Oh, my God.
Across 150 countries and regions.
And so we don't even know about it.
The only reason why I know about it is because of ads. And according to this article, they have been spending money like crazy to make sure they push this particular app. So they must receive a lot of money to get that out there.
You know what? I'm going to talk to my 11-year-old cousin to see what.
They probably know about it.
Yeah, she's on this. I mean, she was on Musical.ly.
Oh.
So if she.
I'm sure she's probably on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm going to come back on this.
I'm sure she's on TikTok.
Yes.
But yeah, there's good luck with that. I'm too old for it. So my anime recommendation for this week's episode is Made in Abyss. Within the depths of the abyss, a girl named Riko stumbles upon a robot who looks like a young boy. Riko and her new friend descend into uncharted territory to unlock its mysteries, but what lies in wait for them in the darkness. So, I've watched two episodes. The only two that are available English dubbed.
Okay.
If you want to watch the whole thing is available as subtitled. Simultaneous broadcast. So there's that. I think it's like 16 episodes or something like that. Half an hour, stuff, whatever. The artwork of it is what kind of got me in there. Because I was like, I'm very much into world building.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the pictures that they're showing off, as you can see here, there's a huge.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of space
in
this world to explore.
Yeah. I got to say the first episode kind of annoyed me a bit because I didn't like the voices. It was just kind of like
I was going to ask you that. Why do you like dub? Like,
You know, I was like, I don't know. But based on the story, pretty much humanity built up a massive city around this a pit that's so deep you can't even see the bottom. And it's a little weird what's going on with this whole society, because you're introduced to these two characters, Rico and another boy. Like, why are they so young? You know, that was like my biggest thing about
gripe
them.
About it.
You know, I was like, no, because like I was confused. I was like, why are they're children? And yes. They were like, oh, they're going to send them to mine this place. I'm like, what? Like, are we back into the 1920s? I was like, yes. We're sending children out to work in coal mines. But these kids are extremely enthusiastic about them. And they're what they call red whistles. And apparently they're very important for some strange reason. And
the children are important?
The whistles are. Everybody's...
I'm confused.
Exactly. So if you're like a mine diver or whatever the case may be, you have different levels of whistles. So you have a bell when you start out. Like, you're just a fledgling. You don't really...
Okay.
You know, you just make noise wherever you go. And then you graduate to a red whistle, and then you graduate to a black whistle. Those are people who go down more than 60 meters or 6 meters or something. I guess I'm assuming that's around equivalent of maybe 6 miles down or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you have white whistles, those are like master divers. But the thing is, they don't dive into any water or anything
like
that.
But these are children.
No, they're adults too. But whistles and white whistles are all adults. But I believe you would have to get old enough to get to that. So,
okay.
Whatever they find in doing the sections and whatnot, they have to bring back and they have to give it up to the government. They can't keep for themselves. Some people, I think that if you reach a certain level, you can keep certain artifacts and stuff like that. I was kind of annoyed watching it because it was kind of like, what is going on here? I don't really... And then all of a sudden, shit just got real and people bleeding everywhere. I'm like, what? It's like, yo. And then, like, something crazy
happened
with this young robot boy here. And the topics, the conversation they're having, like, she examined his whole body. She's like, oh, no, he has a normal penis. And I put a stick in his ass and it broke off. And then the other kid was like, no, I pulled it out. I was like, what?
What?
Because the thing is, I didn't look at the rating. It's rated M. But these are kids. They're little kids.
Yeah.
And there's a mixture of like, and apparently in episode 2, they explain more about this thing popped up out of nowhere. There are other nations who kind of live around. That's how big it is. There's like multiple nations and multiple cities. And it's like that can go down there. And like, you know, you get certain, apparently if you go too far down, it's like going down so deep in the ocean that when you come up, you have like diver's ear or something like that.
Oh,
you die,
okay,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the main character, her eyes are messed up because she was born down there. And they had to bring her back up because the pressure is so immense. They had to like wrap her into this like cocoon-like thing. Mm-hmm. But her eyes wasn't protected. So she has to wear these crystal glasses.
But she looks fine.
She's fine. Like her vision is completely fine. It's just that above ground, it's a bit much for her, so she has to wear glasses all the time.
Oh, okay.
So, it's an interesting anime. I kind of want to switch over to the subtitles and just watch the whole thing, just binge it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nah, wait. It's like,
okay.
I'm okay with the mystery unfolding slowly because. It's the voice acting has actually gotten a lot better, especially for the robot boy. And, you know, it's just certain conversations they're having is very adult.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much they're concerned about being children, just more they're concerned about, like, being the best mind diver or whatever. So it's just weird overall. I guess I don't know how exactly...
It sounds weird.
Yeah. And the little kid, you know, with his arm and everything like that, he kind of reminds me of old school, what was that? Something boy. I forgot his name. Adam Boy?
Astro Boy?
Astro Boy. He kind of reminds me of that sort of, like, because he's very powerful. You do see him take down this, what they call a rip jar. It's some sort of floating dragon looking thing.
Okay.
That eats anyone and anything, apparently. So, because apparently the deeper you go, the more crazy creatures you find and all this stuff. So it's like,
yeah, that
it's
sounds right.
Super weird. Like, and they're finding things that they've never seen. And the way it's drawn and everything like that, it doesn't make any sense to me either. So I'm not sure what's exactly is going on. But
it sounds good.
It's a very interesting anime. Yes. It's a very interesting anime. But that's my recommendation for this.
Recommended.
For that. My stuff is making noises. Silence. So.
Silence. Speaking of silence.
Satanic Temple threatens legal action against Netflix, Sabrina. Now.
Yes.
If you remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch, it was a very nice little show back in the day.
Back in the day.
You know, very cute.
Talking cats.
Yeah.
You know.
Terrible, and like terrible special effects.
Yes.
But it was on for a couple of seasons.
It was because people like
they liked
crappy
it.
Things.
They liked it. And, you know.
It wasn't crappy. I'm just saying that. It was a cute show.
But it doesn't hold up. If you were to go back and watch it.
If you go back and watch it, then you kind of think like, what?
That Smart Mark cat was.
What?
It was a weird looking puppet. But yeah, so.
But now we have this new Sabrina.
Mature.
It is the Chilling Adventures.
Yeah.
Of Sabrina.
It's very mature for like they just took Sabrina Teenage Witch. I was like, yeah, how about we just slap an M rating on this bitch and like call it.
Call it a day.
You know. So the co-founder of the Satanic Temple, Lucian Graves, says the Netflix Chilling Adventures of Sabrina illegally appropriated a monument by the institution, seen here, for a statue seen in the show's Academy of the Unseen, seen above. Graves is threatening legal action over the issue. So now, I've seen this statue before.
You have?
Yes, I have. Don't ask me why. I just know about these things, the pagan singles and stuff.
Okay.
Like that. So the thing is, the one that this particular group has put around, has like, you know, trot around the country or tried to, it's not the same one. There's a different one. Actually, no, this is the same one, except there's like children. You can see it right here in this picture. There's like children below. It's like a throne, and, you know, and that's like what it is. And like, you know, it was banned in multiple states. Okay. But yes, there is a real satanic cult that threats around this damn statue. Now, as to how the show came to, so it's like they're saying that they appropriated. So I was like, wait, so did they make like a replica of it and then put it in the show, or they actually went like stole it, or told them like, hey, we'll pay you for the use of the statue, but we're not gonna tell you what we're using it for.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
or did they just see the statue, recreate it, and then use it in some type of way that the satanic cult doesn't like?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm reading a little bit more here. So apparently it has been confirmed that their lawyer has sent them a letter of sorts threatening a lawsuit. It said that the statue resembles their statue. So I guess they never bought the statue from them or rented it.
They so just they made just one. Saw it, right. Maybe, and then made it.
The thing is, it's a 19th century illustration, right? This is public domain. No one owns this.
No, it's not. It seems to have been copywritten.
Really? By who?
Well, that's if the satanic cult can get upset about it and sue for it, that means that it's been copywritten.
But the credit is not even, like, the thing is, it's like,
I know, it says in public domain.
It's public domain. So it's like, you can't sue over public domain images. And anyone can.
Well, apparently you can.
Sure. But, I mean, the public domain image doesn't have any children around the statue. It's pretty much a goat head with a woman's breasts. Wings, a star in the middle of his head, snakes and hooves for legs and everything like that. He's sitting, crossing the legs and everything like that. So the thing is, as well, this picture that they're talking about, it like their particular satanic, whatever the case may be.
Also, I got to give it up to the satanic cult that has a Twitter. Yes.
Lucian Graves has a Twitter.
Yes, who has a Twitter.
And he has 11.8 1,000 followers.
Yes. Wow. So, give it up for
Oh, he even posted a picture of the cease and desist letter. Huh. Oh, wait, no, Arizona Department of Public Safety. Okay. So, yeah, like, they oftentimes get threatened to, you know, okay, so this is, so, as you can see.
They said for purpose of comparison.
Right. It's very similar. Very similar.
It is very similar.
Theirs has a little bit more detail in the stomach, and the satanic cult does not. The children are positioned slightly different. And the Sabrina one looks much more beefy and a slightly different. It's like a slight rendition. The wings are different.
It's very, yeah, it's like the wings it's are slightly beefy. Different.
Yeah.
The body has more meat on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's all very slight things.
Variations and stuff like that. But like the 19th century version, the illustration that has been shown in the article is it's a public domain image. You can't sue over this.
Do what you want with it.
You can do whatever you want. This is why public domain exists.
But I guess what they're upset about is not the public domain picture.
Right.
It might just be their own statue.
I guess, but at the same time, both of them have the same pose. Both of them has the same idea. The Netflix one is a little bit more closer to the actual illustration versus the, you know, the satanic one from what I've noticed.
Where he looks like he's dying.
Yeah, right. So it's like, it doesn't, like, you know, like I said, this might be a frivolous lawsuit because if a judge were to, like, see this in any way, shape, form. If this goes to court, I doubt they're going to win and Netflix is going to crush them. They're like, this is not, it's a public domain image. And I'm pretty sure that's probably where they got it from.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Because I've been
either.
Playing a bunch of God of War and losing my mind with that. So
okay,
it's a great game. No. But you
I
know,
have not
I
either.
Don't know.
I want to see it, so you know maybe I'll watch it and
we should watch it and come back next
yeah,
week
come
with
back
our
next
thoughts
weekend.
About
yeah.
what the show is and everything like that.
But we'll do that.
That would be our hard homework.
Homework, yes.
But yes, as of now, this is going to be a very interesting lawsuit.
Yes,
overall. Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see about that. How that works out.
Cleveland Orchestra fires two leading musicians after sexual misconduct investigation. And the marching of the Time's Up, Me Too movement, stuff like that marches on. And which is like reaching into every aspect of everyone's lives in many ways.
Yes.
But so I'm not too familiar with this particular, the Cleveland Orchestra. Can mm-hmm.
I will. Okay, I don't know about the Cleveland Orchestra, mm-hmm. but this is very close to my heart. I was in the orchestra for I was in a orchestra for about like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I did it from middle school to high school. Well, middle school to like college. Mm-hmm. I kind of quit in college years. I was like, I'm done. Done with this shit.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that it is very, like, it is a breeding ground for some disturbing shit.
Really?
In an orchestra, yes. Mm. The story itself, it's the concertmaster who is the, when I say concertmaster, it is the first violin who will, not sure if you've ever seen the orchestra, but the first violin person will stand up and will play a note, and then everybody follows.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to, you're supposed to be tuning to his note. So he's always supposed to be correct, and then, you know, you tune to that.
Okay.
And then after that, it's the trombonist, the lead trombonist, who would be the section leader, and it's both of them who have been
Kicked out,
pretty much, yes.
Yeah, I'm reading the article. It says that this was happening over many years.
Yes, since 2007.
Mm.
Apparently, when the concert master would I guess, you know, you might need some, like, extra tutoring or whatnot. Mm. Plus, they were also teachers in a school.
Right.
So, they would, you know, I guess, you know, get girls or kids alone and then sexual misconduct, pretty much. Mm. And because their, you know, their disparity is so big, like, you're a professional and you're a teacher, and this is, you know, could be a student or someone who happens to be in orchestra, but, you know, you're like their leader.
Right.
So that is a huge disparity right there. Like, it's not, and then, yeah, it's like, it's not even possible. Mm. Like, to just think about that. But, yes, on.
And it should be noted that one of the guys, Percival, I think his name is.
Yes.
He did admit to engaging in sexual contact with three female students during and after lessons, but denied engaging in other forms of misconduct.
Yes.
They also note that Purnell, I can't even pronounce his name, Perusil?
Percival?
Yeah, Percival.
Oh, no, I don't actually know how to say his name because it...
It kind of looks like Percival.
It's not. It starts with... It's with a U?
Yeah, so Percival. Whatever.
Yeah.
He refused to answer a number of other questions, which largely focused on sexual activity with women who had not already been identified in the press. So...
It could be a lot more.
Yeah, it sounds like he did do this shit. But the more nefarious shit, he doesn't want to admit
to.
He's like, well, some of them.
Yes. Okay, so
I don't know about the rest of them.
The three of them, I did.
Yeah.
But the rest, I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm not going to answer.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and who knows what that even is.
Yes.
And in some ways, I don't even want to know. But from the stuff they were talking about, it seems like it's all about a power dynamic.
Yes.
How you explain it, like, those people are the leaders. So
there's you're looking up to someone and you're like, you know, you go to them for, like, if you don't know a certain section of the music and you're like, I need some help, you know, you go to them and ask them. They'd be like a teacher.
It makes sense.
Yes.
It makes sense because they're the ones that's, well, people, I would assume the person at the front doing all that stuff must be very good at what they do.
Yes.
You know,
well, you would hope so.
Right.
You hope.
Yeah. It's listen, it's sad. And the fact that it's been going on for years, it's even more sad.
Yes.
In a way, it kind of reminds me of my job where whenever women come to join our department, whatever the case may be, I usually warn them. I said, don't
talk to this person, or
please, like, you're young, and it's usually young women too. So, and all the guys, they're older, much older.
Mm.
All of them are married. All of them have children.
Oh God.
All of them have a family, and that doesn't stop certain people from
doing
things.
Yes,
young women, and it's like, it's not just, I'm not going to say where I work, you know, so it's like, to, as a, you know, I don't want to, I've never, from far as I know, there's only been one incident of sexual misconduct involving another employee there, but like anything else, this is way before the Me Too movement and everything like that, but like anything else, you know, people brushed it under the rug,
they even said that.
And it's like, that's, I could just imagine how this would run down. It's like a culture, and these are people in charge, and you know, da da da, and they just recycle all these, not even recycle, but they just, these young students just come in and out, and they're like, oh, I, you know, heard all these great things, and you've achieved all these great things, and
blah,
yada
blah,
yada,
blah.
And like, I look up to you, you're the master, and yada yada, and stuff like that, and they trick these women, coercing them, manipulating them into doing these sexual things. Thinking that, well, this is how you get,
you get
put on to something else. And it's like, and it's even at this level in the music game, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, but I thought it was really interesting because, like, the orchestra, right, is it's supposed to be at a, like, another level, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Orchestra. Yeah. That means, like, you know, it's real, you know, culture, rich, you know, white people, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're playing Beethoven, Mozart, blah, 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 mm-hmm. right? But it's, like, so ingrained. Like, the shit that goes on in this in the orchestra, it's, like, it's ridiculous. Like, you have hazing that goes on in an orchestra, and it makes no sense.
But, like, outwardly, there's this, like, pristine,
I'm so great, you know, like, right. blah, blah, blah.
But it just turns out in the back, they're just awful.
Yeah.
It's, like, amazing.
It's amazing. Amazing. It's very, like, what?
Amazing.
That's crazy.
This kind of reminds me of one thing I forgot to bring up today. I was going to talk about it. There was a Google walkout protest.
Oh, yes.
Sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of employees walked out, I think, yesterday and the day before, and I think mm-hmm. today as well. But by the time you're hearing this podcast, I don't know if they're going to be doing it on that Monday or not. But huge, they say there's been huge cover-ups. There are more women who are coming forward
mm-hmm.
about sexual misconduct in workplace and everything like that. And Google is one of these, you know, don't be evil type of companies,
yes.
but they seem to be having a lot of cracks in their armor recently
yes.
about their particular work culture versus their products that they put out. So,
oh God,
you know, we'll see how.
And I liked Google, but you know, at this point, it's like,
I mean, here's the thing though: if you want to not use Google, it's definitely possible. You can switch over to what Microsoft does. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They have all the same products. It's just you just need to know how to access them.
Yes.
It's there for the taking, and mm-hmm. for most of it is free too.
Is so. Bing still around?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bing's wow. still around. They're still ranking people when you search. So you know. Anyway, moving on to our last topic here. So Titans. I've been watching Titans.
I have not.
The DC Titans show, live action. It's four episodes in? I don't know. There's a new one out today at this recording. There's a new out.
This is going to be the fourth episode.
Yeah. And
how do I know that? Because I read the article.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So at the moment, we've been introduced to Raven, Beast Boy, Starfire, and Robin.
Yes.
That's what you get introduced to in the first episode. Then the second episode, you get introduced to Hawk and Dove, which is this pair from... They've never really had a big role in just about anything.
I was about to say that. I was like, I'm trying to think back.
If you read up on them, they're pretty interesting characters. Mm-hmm. Very flamboyant dress costumes and stuff mm-hmm. like that. In the Titans version, they're not metahumans or in any way. They're regular people. Very,
just
very
great.
Violent.
Just great. Mm? I said just great.
Yeah.
They
change up a few things. Raven is just as powerful. You know, Robin is still just as brutal.
Mm-hmm.
The whole shifting thing with Beast Boy now, when he's introduced, he's as a tiger. And that's, so far in the series, he's only changed once that I've seen him. In his picture, it looks like he's in mid-change. And this article thinks they know why he only turns into a tiger. And the funny thing is about this is it's just four episodes. And it's not...
Well, you know, it's because...
He doesn't actually say... He does say in the commercials, a tiger is his favorite thing.
Yes.
You know.
Well, it's not in the commercial. What is it? He says it somewhere.
In the ads, he does say that.
Oh, really?
He does say that. And then Robin makes a joke. He's like, oh, but you have to be naked? Like, so his, not like the cartoon where when he changes, his clothes changes with him and it kind of becomes part of the animal. This one is like, no, he has to get naked.
I think it's because I'm so sure, I think, mm-hmm. that he is not able to wear like regular clothes.
Mm.
You see him in a costume and that is the costume because it changes with him.
Right. It morphs with his body and everything like that. So maybe that would be a thing later on in the show. I don't know. they only release these things once a week, so yes, I couldn't tell you. So far, I can just tell you, it's this particular season is reading more like a thriller, very satanic, very like horror sort of thing, where they're trying to figure out what's so important about Raven, you know.
Well, they're just trying to figure out where to go with this. Like, yeah, that's what I really feel like.
And it's focused on Raven mostly. Like,
yes,
that's their focus. And in a way, I guess it makes sense because out of all of them, she is the most powerful, you know. It's just.
But.
I don't know.
Back to Beast Boy.
Yeah.
So, apparently, out of the four episodes, what, how many episodes has he actually been in?
He's been in two so far.
Okay, so he's been in two episodes, right. And we've only ever actually seen him change into a tiger.
Right, in episode one.
Yes, yeah. In episode one. And as we all know, Beast Boy can change into a multitude of animals. So people, you know, are rightly so asking, why doesn't he change into anything else? Because it wouldn't really make sense. If you're going to go into a store, because I remember seeing this, was he, like, trying to rob a store or something? Right?
In episode one, he was trying to steal some video games.
Yeah, so if you think about it logically, why turn into a tiger when you can go and become a mouse or anything else a snake would do in a pinch, you know, but he only changes into a tiger?
Into a damn tiger.
Yeah, you know, it's questions like that that really, like,
it makes you kind of like, because since the fact that they changed up Hawk and Dove so much, because they are metahumans. They have a power where they can become super strong and they can fly. And but in this show, none of that is relevant.
Oh, they can't fly
the costumes,
either?
No, they don't fly at all. Starfire doesn't even fly.
Oh, God.
She has the strength and she has the blast power and stuff like that, but she's never flown.
Is it because she lost her memory or something?
Yeah, okay. She lost her memory. She doesn't know who she is and everything like that. So there is all that. And Raven has yet to
actually do anything.
Float. Well, she's kind of done it. I mean, other than that, all the other stuff is pretty well spot on, I think.
So Robin is the only one who actually can do anything.
The things that Robin do.
That he was characterized to do.
Right.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, it's I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if it's like, because that's always been a thing with live action morphing people. Mm-hmm. There was a show called Manimals back in the day where he would change into different animals and yada yada and stuff like that. And television notoriously have had a really difficult time dealing with this. And sometimes the only ones that have worked well are shows that centered around a singular type of you know, creature, specifically werewolves or vampire or whatever.
Yeah, well, because they're only transferring into one thing.
Right, exactly. So it's like it works.
Yeah.
Now there's a show that was on Grimm, which no one really changed into anything.
Well, their faces changed.
Yeah, right.
Like,
there
in
was
season
this whole morphing
one
thing, and they can apply the same thing to Beast Boy if they really wanted to, but they're choosing not to.
Well, they said, you know, besides budgetary issues.
That's the thing, though. Grimm wasn't big in the budget department.
That's true.
It's like, and they were managed to
put a dumb mask on it and
shake
just
back and forth whenever. Yes. Just put a dumb mask on, like, just be like, ah, oh, well, he can't really change fully, but he can do this. They're like, you know, something, but it's like. It's not, and the thing is, maybe they're relying way too much on CG effects where it was.
They might be.
I would say go with more practical effects and just speed it up, you know, and then it'll be fine. And people will buy it, like, you know, and maybe that's what CW or DC is making a mistake of. So I don't know. So, yeah, but I can see that. I mean, the tiger doesn't look particularly that great.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah,
that people like
it. It's not the best, you know.
It just doesn't look good.
No.
It looks like.
It's decent, but it's not great.
It looks like a tiger from somewhere else on snow.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. but I guess we'll see what happens. I haven't watched the latest episode yet.
Yes,
so
Doom Patrol.
Yeah, Doom Patrol, yeah. That's his old crew.
Yes, if he was not in it, I'd be really like, damn, all right.
Because the thing is, when they're doing the whole full-on costumes of these people, it looks pretty good. It's not goofy.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah. When people are doing full-on costumes, I was like,
I was getting real nervous because I was like, damn, it's going to look so bad. I can almost feel it.
The costumes are actually pretty spot on. It's like really, really, really good cosplay, but like high end.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, so it's like it works.
Okay.
It works. For me personally, it works.
Well, I hope to hear more good things from it.
Yeah, I'm slowly watching it along with my much chagrin watching Legacy.
Yes.
So I don't... We'll see. But anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music Play. We're not on Spotify, but maybe one day when we get there, we submitted our show. We'll see what happens.
You know, yes.
It's like a 6-month wait or something. I don't know.
Damn.
And let us know what you think. Hit us up with... on iTunes with the 5 stars or whatever, or 0 stars, and tell us why we suck or tell us why we're great. And
yes,
check out the Ponder Nerds top 5 videos as well. We haven't done any new ones yet, but there are plans for that.
But it's coming.
It's coming.
Yes.
We just have to work a few things out and we'll get it done.
Yes.
But anyway, until next time, guys, we really appreciate you for listening. Peace out.
Bye.